The Woman of the House, written by Alice Taylor and read by Aoife McMahon.
There was no key for the front door of Mossgrove, nor had there been for as long as Kate could remember. But her grandfather had fitted a large iron bolt to stop the door shuddering on stormy nights. The east wind would whip up along the valley and blow in underneath the heavy door, shaking it in its wooden frame and rattling the brass knob. With the first rattle, her grandfather would get up from his armchair by the fire and go out into the front porch, where he would shoulder the old door firmly into position and shoot the bolt. Then he would throw a knitted jumper that he had worn for many years during the winter ploughing along the bottom of the door. The heavy old jumper was a patchwork of darns, but it kept out the draught and soaked up the driving rain. He was an old man at that time, and the cold chilled him. She had been 8 when he died 24 years ago, but she could still remember him. As Kate turned the brass knob with its familiar dents and the door did not open, she knew immediately that Martha had it bolted on the inside. The first time this had happened, Kate had felt a sharp stab of rejection, for this had been the front door of her childhood and had always stood open in summer. Every year the ivy had grown down around it, and her mother had peeled it back gently, so that it had thickened to form a deep fringe above the lintel and 2 long curtains down the sides. Each time the stations came to Mossgrove, it had got a fresh coat of paint. Over the years, it had worn many different coloured coats, but when the hot sun of a few summers dried and split the top one, all the others hiding underneath peeped out and gave the old door a rainbow appearance. Kate had felt some of her childhood carved away when Martha, soon after her arrival in Mossgrove, had stripped it of all its coats and painted it a pristine white. Now it was glossy and perfect, but it no longer smiled in welcome.